Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is from the Chicago Tribune. Jason Meisner said, and Jeremy Gorner, it's still unknown why an Iowa man allegedly had a rifle with a laser scope in his hotel room overlooking a downtown Chicago beach over the 4th of July weekend. Mayor Lori Lightfoot and Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown have said they believe a disaster may have been averted. No evidence has emerged that this Keegan Castile was planning any kind of attack. There's no evidence that he was planning an attack. He had a .308 caliber rifle. He had some ammunition. Tribune says it's a stark reminder of what many security experts say remains a top concern for cities like Chicago, which is about to host Lollapalooza. And in the reporting, they remind us that 4 years ago, you had the Mandalay Bay Resort shooting in Las Vegas. 60 people were killed. Do you remember how many people were injured in the Mandalay Bay shooting? 850. With 60 deaths. A tragedy. That's an understatement. A tragedy is two mass shootings in Chicago yesterday, and we don't even notice. Anyway, they say that the guy that did that Mandalay Bay shooting, do you remember? He booked two rooms in Chicago just a couple months before for Lollapalooza, overlooking Grant Park, but then never showed up. We may have dodged something there. The state describes you in possession in a hotel room of a rifle with a laser scope overlooking Ohio Street Beach. The judge told him, I understand through the state's proffer and your attorney that you have permission to possess the firearms in the state of Iowa. However, the judge said, clearly, we're not in Iowa. They said, David Brown, the police superintendent, said he had very suspicious position. The gun was in a very suspicious position on a windowsill inside one of the rooms. Lori Lightfoot said he brought weapons of war to the city. Five loaded magazines, that's not, I'm going to the big city and I want to take my weapons, she said. That's something more nefarious. So his attorneys appeared in court yesterday, and we reached out to them. I hope we hear from them later today. But remember then, he's released on $10,000 bond, and he comes out and he proposes to his girlfriend. Because that, his attorneys remind us, is why he came to Chicago. He didn't have any nefarious intents. He had a diamond ring in the hotel room. His girlfriend was with him. And in fact, when the police walked in, there he was. He had the diamond ring with him. That was his plan. They were going to go to Navy Pier. He was going to propose. So when he got out of the cop shop, he still proposed. He fell to a knee. She put her hands on her cheeks and said, oh my, I love you. And they are going to get married. A Sun Times story's headlined, prosecutors so far offer no proof that the Iowa mechanic may have been planning a mass shooting, as the mayor and the top cop claim. And I was reading an analysis of this from the Chicago Journal, in which they said maybe the mayor and the super went too far. Did we, as a city, open ourselves up to a lawsuit? I don't know if this guy's going to sue the city, but look what you've done to my name and reputation. You unlawfully arrested me. And here's what his attorney says. July 6, 2021, shortly after a 4th of July weekend that included more than 100 people shot in the city of Chicago, the superintendent of police took the opportunity to pivot and highlight the arrest of our client, Keegan Castile, and pronounced that his officers had averted disaster and likely prevented a tragedy from happening. This baseless accusation against Mr. Castile spurred sensational media coverage despite the dearth of evidence. Mr. Castile did have a plan for the 4th of July to travel to Chicago to propose to his girlfriend on the Ferris wheel at Navy Pier. In fact, when police responded to Mr. Castile's room, he was getting ready for the engagement proposal. He had a diamond ring hidden in the hotel room. He was thoroughly cooperative, his attorney says. He's an Iowa resident. He holds a valid permit there. Cook County State's Attorney's Office announced they plan to seek a felony indictment against Mr. Castile. The superintendent and other public officials have made Mr. Castile a scapegoat, his attorney says. After being released from custody, Mr. Castile did what he came to Chicago to do. He dropped to one knee outside the 18th District Police Station with the diamond in hand that had been inventoried by the police department and proposed to the love of his life. We look forward to defending Mr. Castile in a court of law. If the city loses this case, I'm okay with that. But if a hotel employee sees a guy with a scope, 5 magazines, and a high-powered rifle in a hotel room, and if, in fact, it's positioned in a way that overlooks the city, the Lakeshore Drive, which is his own kind of shooting gallery these days, if you are one of those hotel employees, continue to alert the police about this. And if you're the police, continue to knock on that door and arrest these people. If you need a gun for protection, that's one thing. I don't understand the scope part. I think if you're going to get mugged or if somebody's coming after you, you're not going to have time to screw a scope onto a rifle. So be advised if you live in Iowa. We don't want your scopes and your 5 rounds of ammunition and your high-power rifles in our city. We've got enough guns as it is. If you have to bring something to defend yourself and you can lawfully do so, that's your business. This does not sound like that. If the police made a mistake, then let's not beat the cops up for trying to protect us. Not on this one. Let's not sue the city. If they do, and I'm on that jury, I'm going to say, I think what the city did was okay with me. Am I wrong about that?